so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. One of the purposes of life is to learn how to make good choices on our own. And while God can give us several promptings or hints or good ideas throughout the scriptures and other people, it is ultimately up to us to decide how we want to spend our time and which direction we want to work to help our lives follow. Certainly, there are cases when the Lord steps in to give us a major or minor course correction, but that freedom to choose, that agency, is ours alone. The only thing is, it's not free. It comes at a price of responsibility. Earlier this summer, Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, hosted Education Week, which is a week-long seminar of LDS scholars from all over the world in many different areas of study, such as religion, psychology, history, finance, and others. This year, the theme of the Education Week was found in the Scriptures, in Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 24, and it says, "And he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light." Close quote. So to kick off the theme of Campus Education Week, Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the LDS Quorum of the 70 gave a wonderful talk on agency and our responsibilities that come into play after we make certain choices. In his talk, Elder Robbins stated that Satan desperately wants us to separate these two ideas of agency and responsibility, or choices and consequences, in our minds in the hopes that we will put off making important life decisions that can help us to progress, to learn, and become more like God. And when we no longer feel a sense of duty and responsibility for our choices, we diminish in this light and we can't progress to the extent that we need to. Elder Robbins shared a few barriers or lies or excuses that Satan tries to get us to believe when it comes to responsibility. And I want to share a few of them with you today. These are really fascinating. One of the things we tend to do is blame others as an excuse for why we didn't do something. We can also rationalize or justify our actions in order not to take responsibility for something. We can minimalize or trivialize sin, telling ourselves that certain actions really aren't that big of a deal, when in fact they are, and they can keep us and others from progressing. We can hide from mistakes and wrong choices, and even try and cover them up to try and deceive others so that the responsibility of a poor choice doesn't fall on us. Such is what King David did in his illicit affair with Bathsheba. He totally tried to shirk his responsibility in that situation. We can also prematurely leave a situation because we don't want to do what God needs us to do, such as the case with Jonah and his mission to Nineveh. We can also deny or lie when it comes to our choices and responsibilities, and we can rebel knowing that you have a responsibility but refusing to do it. Complaining and murmuring are also really popular excuses in this arena, and they're really damning because it shows God that you're not a very mature person to handle the choices that you've made and the accountabilities that He's given you, and He's less likely to entrust you with more responsibility in the future. We can also find fault and get angry with other people when our choices don't go according to plan. We can also make demands and entitlements to avoid responsibility because you think you're above the consequences of the choices that you've made. Doubting, losing hope, indulging in self-pity, and quitting entirely are also really potent excuses that we make to avoid responsibility. And finally, Elder Robbins also says that being indecisive is a huge barrier to responsibility because, quote, "The irony with indecision is that if you don't make a decision in time, time will make a decision for you, and you'll end up with consequences that you might not have chosen on your own." He says we also have a tendency to procrastinate and allow fear to rule our choices, and we can even enable other people and not allow them to live up to their privileges and responsibilities through the poor choices that we make. So these are all different excuses and reasons and barriers that keep us from progressing and becoming like God, that keep us from making mature decisions and owning up to the accountability associated with those decisions. Elder Robbins went on to say that because the natural man is irresponsible by nature, he goes to this list as a defense mechanism to avoid shame and embarrassment, stress and anxiety, and the pain and negative consequences of mistakes and sin. Rather than repent to eliminate guilt, he sedates it with excuses. It gives him a false sense that his environment or someone else is to blame, and therefore he has no need to repent. The anti-responsibility list could also be called the anti-faith list because it halts progress dead in its tracks. Close quote. A great Mormon message that actually deals with this very topic is called Life's Drama, and you can find it on our website, mormonchannel.org, or our app. We're going to close today's show with a quote from Sister Jean B. Bingham. And she said, "Jesus Christ is the source of all healing, peace, and eternal progress." Close quote. So if you kind of recognized yourself in a lot of these excuses, if you see that these are a part of your life, you can always become better today by choosing to live differently. Have faith, ask for Christ's help, and you will be able to progress. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.